Now back to the Rosie on the House show with Harmon Solar, Josh Held, and an Arizona legend, Marshall Tremble, are here today ready to tackle everything solar. Join the conversation. Call 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Walnuts, huh?
Walnuts.
What Arizona city means walnuts?
I'm sure our Spanish-speaking folks out there would tell you right away it's Nogales.
Nogales.
Now, do they grow walnuts there? I'm assuming yes, because it's named after it.
They must have, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How did you name a city garlic? Isn't Ajo garlic?
Well, it could be something from the color of the, you know, it was very rich in copper.
Oh, yes,
And the color there, it could have been from that. Oh. And, so it's a lot of these place names, it depends on who you're asking.
Yeah, I can imagine that. One of your favorite books of mine.
I got one.
Roadside?
Roadside Kill? Roadside History.
Roadside History. I love that book. My kids know it by that, frontwards and backwards.
What town was named for a tall, bushy-headed bartender?
A tall, bushy-headed bartender?
Yeah.
What town? Huh. I'm going to think about that. I'm not giving up yet.
Okay. Give us a minute to think about that. Okay?
All right.
All right. We're here with Marshall Tremble at Rosie on the House talking about fun Arizona facts, figures, and history, as well as Josh from Harmon Solar. We're talking about solar industry because I'm so confused about it. I know y'all are confused about it, and we wanted to clear things up. All right, Josh, let's take it up to the next step on solar power.
And we do have some great questions in queue. We'll be getting to right after this.
We will, yes.
With only one open line at 602-277-5827, 277-KTAR. Frank wants to know about, is there any technology if you don't have great southern exposure? Doug wants to know how come he's getting credits and not cold hard cash back.
We'll
get into all those.
Very good.
Real quick, you know, a couple more talking points.
You know, the solar industry kind of got revitalized here. I don't know, Josh. Was it 7-8 years ago, 9 years ago maybe, that all the big incentives started coming back and really driving this industry hard? And what have we seen in the evolution of the technology just in this last big surge, just in the last decade?
Yeah, the biggest has been the cost drop of the equipment that we use to put on roofs and generate electricity. And it has come down so significantly in the last 2 or 3 years that it's really changed the landscape of our industry.
Can you give us any real life examples?
Sure. If we went back, 3 years ago, a 10 kilowatt solar system, which is a large system for a house, but one that would certainly fit on a house. At the time, we would pay somewhere between $5 to $6 per watt, or $50,000 to $60,000 for that solar system.
Okay.
That same system today is half that price.
In 3 years?
Correct. It's come down tremendously fast, and the major component that has come down is obviously the solar panel itself, the module that we're putting on the roof. And because of the growth of this industry globally, it has driven down that cost exponentially in the last 3 years.
Okay, so I'm going to ask all the listeners to sit down, put on your seatbelt, strap on your thinking cap. 3 years ago, this 10 kW system, and that's DC output, that's how y'all rate it, right?
Correct.
Then we have to convert that to AC.
Correct.
Right? Okay, so that 10 kW system was 50 to 60 grand. How much did it cost that customer 3 years ago to install it?
So the gross system price at the time, like we said, $50,000 to $60,000.
$5 to $6 a kilowatt.
Correct. Okay. A watt, right?
A watt, yeah.
A watt, correct. And then there's the federal subsidy, the federal 30% tax credit, dollar for dollar tax credit that goes against any tax liability that a homeowner would have. So right off the top, 30% is given in the form of a federal subsidy.
Okay.
Then there's a state. The state of Arizona offers a tax incentive as well, a dollar for dollar credit up to $1,000.
Okay.
And then there's the utility incentive program.
Okay.
At the time, the utility incentives, when solar was costing between $5 to $6 a watt, the utility incentive in that same time period was $3 to $4 per watt. So they were giving a substantial incentive that was in an effort to meet the mandate that they were given by the state regulators. And it netted out to be very similar to where we are today, but we have outpaced those subsidies. Today, that same 30% federal tax credit still exists.
Okay.
The state tax credit is still there.
Okay, for $1,000.
Correct.
Okay.
And then the utility incentive is down to 10 cents a DC watt.
From $3.
Correct. Correct. So we have done exactly what was planned to do by the Corporation Commission when they created this mandate and this program in 2006. And we have essentially gotten to a point where utility incentives are no longer needed to make solar economical and to make solar energy make sense on rooftops.
That's in 3 years.
Correct.
So why should I put equipment on my roof today? Because in 3 years, everything I put on my roof today is going to be obsolete.
Sure, that's a question we get a lot. That's a good question. Yeah,
I bet it
absolutely.
Is.
And the way we answer it is to look at the economics of it today. And if the economics today make sense to make that investment into this economic decision, then that needs to be isolated from what would happen in the future. You can start saving money today. So let me ask you, Rosie, if you would want to start saving money today or wait 3 years to start saving money, which one would you choose?
I got it. I get it. All right, Marshall, a town named after a bushy-haired, you got it?
No, I don't have the answer. I have a guess. Globe?
Like
a big globe?
No. Well, I can understand your logic, I think.
We have Bush Highway, which is Highway 87 from Phoenix.
No, this is a bushy-headed bartender named Walter Rigney.
I give up.
Okay. Pine Top.
I almost said Pine Top.
The largest stand of ponderosa pine in the world was not named for the pine trees. See, we're a land of anomalies and tamales.
Yes, we are.
Because I was trying to find
it was
top.
Named, there was a fellow up there during the Indian War days that owned a saloon, tall, bushy hair that stuck out like a pine bough, and the soldiers all called him Old Pine Top.
There you
so
go.
So when the town was born, they said, let's name it after Old Pine Top.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Who you bringing in, Romy?
Frank, welcome to the program, 602-277-5827, if you'd like to join. You're live on the air with Josh of Harmon Solar.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Yeah, question regarding, I did have a couple of estimates done for myself a couple years back, and the decision then, it wasn't really an economical, because I don't have a southern exposure, and I'm sure there's a lot of us out there that are the same in the same boat. Is there anything technology-wise that's coming that's going to help that?
Sure, Frank. That's a great point. And the first thing I touch on is that, as we just talked about a few minutes ago, is how much it has changed in the last 2 years. So if we haven't looked at the economics of that solar on your home in the last couple of years, it's certainly worth doing again because so much has changed. So much so that we have even been looking and installing on northern exposed roofs with solar panels because the cost has come down so much. Even with less production on those north-facing roofs, it still makes sense for homeowners. So the panels still work when they face to the north or north of the east-west degrees. They just don't work as well. They don't produce as much energy. But when you look at the economics, Frank, it still might make sense for you to put solar on those north-facing roofs.
Time to reevaluate.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, how would you do that with Harmon Solar?
Sure. Just give us a call, 1-800-281-3189. We'll schedule an appointment. We'll give you all the facts that you need to assess the economics and make sure that it makes sense for you now, Frank.
And I'm going to want to continue this conversation because orientation isn't the only criteria you need to look at. And I stopped a solar company from installing a system on a woman's house right in downtown Phoenix. They called the police on me. We're going to go into that a little bit later. Right now, we're going to go into the digital newsroom with Romy. What do you got? Who's looking for us through the course of the week, buddy? What kind of traffic did we generate off of last week's show?
You know, if I was a listener right now and I wanted to write in, here's what my question would be.
Yeah.
Before I get to these other ones, because I'm kind of curious on this northern-facing thing. Yeah. We have awnings that will follow the sun, and they gradually go down and provide more shade on the back as the sun goes down at sun sensors. I know, you know, this is already an expensive item, even though it's half of what it was. It's a commitment. Is there a technology if I spent enough, could I get a solar panel that would move with the sun across the roof?
Absolutely, yes.
Nice.
Yeah, you got the money, honey.
Yeah, you got the money. And that's what it comes down to, is obviously as we install the hardware to track the sun and the infrastructure and software to track it properly throughout the day as it rises.
Because I would imagine it's different for the summer than the winter because you're on a 13%.
Absolutely. So there's single access
but it does
and
exist.
Dual access trackers. Yeah, single access and dual. So seasonally and daily, you can track the sun.
All right.
Hey, let me say something, too. During the hottest time of the year, the Earth is tilted so that the sun has more direct on the northern facing, too. So really, during the hottest times of the year, you have still a better shot with a northern facing because of where the sun is.
It's all just a matter of how much light is coming down and hitting those panels. Correct.
Now, for some real letters, Jerry wrote in and said, I've been seeing these TV commercials with the missing sisters for your air conditioning unit, good or bad. Our sense is bad, waste of money, waste of water. It is counterintuitive to what an air conditioning is trying to do and remove moisture. So you're paying to add to make your air conditioning work harder is basically what our experts are reporting.
Do you want to air condition Phoenix or do you want to air condition Houston? You're basically turning your roof-mounted air conditioner into a Houston-thinking air conditioner when you add 80% humidity all the way around it. Houston is the most air-conditioned city in the world.
Clark writes in and has an interesting question. You can tell he's got a thinking mind. You know, when you distill water, you're basically steaming it and then recollecting it, condensing it. So he says, could I take the condensed water my air conditioning produces and as distilled water? Here's the one more thing to think about past that. In a distiller, you are in a controlled environment. When you put a condenser in your attic, outside, in a closet, you're not condensing it in the same space you're distilling a drinking water system. So just think about everything else that might be floating in the air around your air conditioning that's going into that condensed distilled water, and then you tell me if you want to drink it.
I can tell you the plants and the dogs love it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But do you want it? Roy wants to know, if, is there anything I need to know about turning my water heater off for the summer? The only thing I'll warn you about is make sure if you drain it as well, because water heaters are keep the water hot for a couple reasons, obviously for hot water, but it's kept at a certain degree to keep algae from growing.
Bacteria.
So you want to drain it. If you do that and you turn your water heater back on, your electric water heater, before you fill it, you will dry fry your elements. So make sure you fill the water heater up before you turn it back on. Otherwise, you'll be buying probably, you know, you might get away with just the elements, but it could be an entire new one itself. I am out of time, so let me jump to our quick trivia question. We'll save these letters for next week. This is a fun one. What is the smallest state park in Arizona? Answer when we get back.